This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD. The CardioCare Associates letterhead. The date of the examination is 2/4/22. The name of the patient is Susan Mason, M-A-S-O-N. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram. File Streco, S-T-R-E-C-H-O, space Mason, space S. Mason is spelled M-A-S-O-N. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 2/4/22. Referring physician Benita Prajapati, D.O. Performing physician Sharon Armes, M.D. New paragraph clinical indication. 50-year-old female with history of hypertension with chest discomfort. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm. Common nonspecific ST-T wave changes. Baseline correction. Let's make the clinical indication. 50-year-old female with history of hypertension, complaint of chest discomfort, with history of abnormal ECG portion of treadmill exercise stress test. Correction, with history of false positive abnormal ECG portion of treadmill exercise stress test. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, common non-specific ST-T wave changes, period, baseline blood pressure, colon 100 over 70, period, baseline heart rate, colon 74 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 7 minutes, semicolon 1 minute to stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 152, parentheses, 89% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 164 over 60 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 24928, period, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any of her chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 100 over 70 and a heart rate of 93 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. New paragraph, at peak stress, there was just 1.5 millimeter of horizontal to upsloping ST depression and leads to an AVF, meeting diagnostic criteria for ischemia at 80 milliseconds past the J point, and greater than 1 millimeter of horizontal ST depression in lead 3, meeting diagnostic criteria for ischemia, period. There was also less than 1.5 millimeter of horizontal to mildly upsloping ST depression, correction, horizontal to upsloping ST depression in V5 and horizontal to mildly upsloping ST depression in V6, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. New paragraph, impression, abnormal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 89% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. Correction, before that, please add, before the impression, add to the last paragraph, ECG changes resolved by 1 minute into recovery. Then impression, abnormal ECG portion. Impression, by the way, is bolded. The I is capitalized. The rest of it is not. And there's a colon. Impression, colon, abnormal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 89% maximum predicted heart rate. The whole thing is not capitalized. The I is, but the rest of the word is not. To continue. Echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent and that echocardiographic interpretation is capped and underlined and bolded. Echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph. Post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with significant augmentation. Wall motion with exercise. No abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, again, capital I, rest not capped, bolded, no underlining, colon, impression, normal echocardiographic portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 89% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion, abnormal, correction, 1. Abnormal ECG portion, trouble stress, echocardiogram to 89% maximum predicted heart rate with diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia, period. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is diminished by the presence of baseline STT wave changes, the absence of clinical symptoms, and the history of false positive ECG portion of treble stress testing, suggesting, as well as the normal echocardiographic portion of the study, suggesting a false positive ECG portion of the test. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. There was no chest discomfort coinciding with hypertension at peak stress. 3, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity range of 8 mets, comparable to her prior stress test. 4, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of treble stress echocardiogram to 89% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, comma, significant augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the card for all of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armesa, MD.